Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. So we're at Gateway Student Conference this week, and God has really been speaking to me and to our youth so far. It's really been great. But today, Pastor Tim Ross over at Embassy City Church delivered a powerful message about how many times Moses protested his call. I mean, it's nuts if you think about it. God was in a burning bush talking to Moses, declaring his destiny, declaring purpose and this plan, and Moses was still fronting. I mean, here's what Moses said to God on the fourth protest in Exodus chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. But he said, "Oh, my Lord, please send someone else." Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, "Is there not Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Behold, he is coming out to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart." What it really made me think about was the offices, really, that we see in the Bible of this king, you know, king or leader and priest. And see, the thing is, God called Moses to lead the people out of Egypt, to be the leader of a nation. But after Moses' protests, I think God had to adjust the plan. And I think he had to adjust the plan because of Moses' inadequacies. I mean, I don't believe that Moses as a leader and Aaron as a high priest we see in the tabernacle, I don't believe that was the original way God intended it. The Levites hadn't even been established yet as the priests. I think God intended Moses to lead them not only in terms of governing, getting them out of Egypt, but spiritually as well. I mean, if you think about Jesus, think about him. Jesus didn't only unite the roles of king and priest. He was the original model. But Moses refused God, and therefore also, not even realizing it, he passed up on the priesthood as well. I mean, until that moment, the Levites, they had a whole different trajectory for their whole entire clan, for their whole lives. But when Moses refused, he changed the course of history for the entire nation. What all this really reinforced to me is simply the importance of the decisions we make. Gosh, they're so important. I mean, one decision can literally change the world, as we see with Moses. I mean, Moses, he was filled with so much self-doubt, he couldn't even receive the mantle God was giving him. I mean, God had to convince Moses out of a burning bush after multiple miracles. My question is this: what mantle is God trying to give me that I'm refusing to take because of my own inadequacies? I mean, is there something he's been trying to get me to do, try to say? Is there a plan or a purpose that he's been trying to reveal to me, but because I don't feel like that I have what it takes to do that, or I have it in me to do that, or God, you're picking the wrong guy. Is that the reason why I haven't walked into that yet? I mean, what about you? Maybe God's been telling you constantly to do something. Maybe he's constantly been putting miracles in your life where things are lining up the way that, you know, only God can make them happen. Only God can make them line up. Maybe that's what's going on, and you just keep telling God why you can't, rather than just saying, "God, I'll do it." I think if Moses in that moment would have said, "You know what, God, I feel like I'm inadequate, but I'll do it," I think we would have seen a very, very different Israel over the course of all those years until Jesus showed up. Jesus did reunite king and priest, but it's because Jesus was willing to take the mantle that God placed before him. Am I willing to forget my inadequacies, to focus on what God's called me to do and do it? Are you? I want to be that guy. I want to be the one that says, "Yes, God, I'll do it." But I also know that there are inadequacies in all of us that need to be addressed. But it's my prayer that rather than rejecting God's plan because of my inadequacy, I'll accept the mantle he wants to give to me, knowing that if he's called me, that whatever's wrong in me, he's going to correct. I hope you feel the same way.